A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Blessings in abundance. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your prosperity, your spiritual children, and all of your territory and your house, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men. So that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away, and is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight. The Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel, the words that Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. Blessed be the Lord, because he hears the voice of our supplication. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless you and keep you. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. You are blessed in the name of the Lord. In Christ we call on the God of Israel and ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our rock, that the Lord will bless you indeed and enlarge your territory, that his hand would be with you and that he would keep you from evil, that you will not cause pain. In Christ we petition the Lord to bless you with great abundance. Let the blessing of Abraham come upon you in Christ Jesus, that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. May God Almighty bless you, make you fruitful, multiply you, and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger. The Lord shall pour water on you, floods on your dry ground. He will pour his Spirit on you and your descendants, and his blessing on your offspring. For the Lord has commanded the blessing life forevermore. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon you and your descendants. You shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of your salvation. May the Lord God make a hedge around you, around your house, and around all that you have on every side. In Christ we ask the Lord to bless the work of your hands and make your possession increase in the land according to his word. In Christ we pray that God would send now prosperity and bless your provision. Let you prosper and continue to prosper until you become very prosperous and increase in your possessions.
May the blessing of the Lord be on all that you have in the house and in the field. The Lord bless your latter days more than your beginning, for the Lord has chosen you as his own inheritance. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion, that you and your people bless the Lord with all your souls. In the name of Jesus Christ, our glory, according to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, may the Lord our God remember you with the favor he has towards his people. O let him visit you with his salvation, that you may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that you may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that you may glory with his inheritance. May the Lord fashion your hearts individually and consider all your works. Let him give you and your family obedient hearts, that you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord our God, that the Lord our God will set you and your house high above all nations on earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you and your house. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your livestock. Blessed shall be your basket, your provision, and your kneading bowl, your creativity. Blessed you will be when you come in, and blessed you will be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you, in your storehouses, your bank accounts, and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord our God is giving to you. The Lord will establish you in your house as a holy people to himself. All peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord. The Lord will grant you and your people plenty of goods, and the fruit of your bodies, and the increase of your livestock, and the produce of your ground. The Lord will open to you the good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many, but you shall not borrow. To a foreigner you may charge interest, but to your brother you shall not charge interest, that the Lord our God may bless you in all to which you set your hands in the land which you possess. You shall be ever merciful and lend, and your descendants will be blessed. The Lord will make you and your house the head and not the tail. You shall be above and not beneath. May you and your family be satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord. May it please the Lord to bless the house of his servant, that it may continue forever before him, and with his blessing let your bloodline be blessed forever. May the Lord give you increase more and more. You and your children, may you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Blessed be the God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, he himself is your peace. May God choose you and your house and cause you and your people to approach him, that you may dwell in his courts, that you will be satisfied with the goodness of his house, of his holy temple. And let you and your people be continually in the temple praising God, being in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, being in communion of the blood of Christ and communion of the body of Christ, entering into the covenant of Christ. In Christ we pray, you and your family will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. The Lord is your strength, and he is your saving refuge, for you are his anointed. The Lord is your hiding place. He shall preserve you and your house from trouble. He shall surround you with songs of deliverance. With favor he will surround you as with a shield. According to the integrity of his heart, let the Lord save you and your house and bless his inheritance. Shepherd you and your people also, and bear you up forever. In Christ we ask the Lord to instruct you and your people in the way you should go. He will guide you with his eye, and give you rest from the days of adversity. You shall seek the Lord, and he will hear you, and deliver you from all your fears. The Lord will bless you with peace, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them. Blessed be the Lord, who has pleaded the cause of your reproach and kept you and your people from evil.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you and your house with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. He will bless you and make your name great, and your house shall be a blessing. You shall dwell in the safety of God, who shelters you all the day long, and you shall dwell between his shoulders. Your land shall be blessed with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, your surety of a better covenant, let the blessing come down on your head, and let your paths drip with abundance. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory to you. No good thing will he withhold from you and your people who walk uprightly. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, all nations shall call him blessed. In Jesus' name, let you and your people dip your foot in the oil, so that you will serve the Lord our God with fear, rejoicing with trembling, willingly offering yourselves. May the Lord separate you and your house to stand before the Lord and minister to him and to bless in his name. He will bless your bread and your water. The Lord will bless your habitation. The Lord will take away from you and your family all sickness and fulfill the number of your days. The Lord will send his fear before you and cause confusion among all your enemies. He will send hornets before you, which shall drive out your enemies before you, little by little. The arms of your hands are made strong by the hands of the shepherd, the stone of Israel, the mighty God of Jacob, who will help you in your house, and by the mighty Almighty, who will bless you and your people with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The Lord will give you and your family counsel and instruct your hearts in the night season. In Christ we pray that you and your people will hear the instruction of God's wisdom and be wise, watching daily at its gates, waiting at the posts of its doors, that you and yours find wisdom and find life and obtain favor from the Lord. Because the Lord is at your right hand, you shall not be moved. Your heart shall be glad, and your flesh will rest in hope, for the Lord will show you and your children the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Your delight will be in the word of God, for the Lord loves you and your house. You are in his hand, and you shall sit down at his feet and receive his words, according to his own purpose and grace which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. May the Lord bless your substance and accept the work of your hands. Let you and your house be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. Blessed be the Lord God, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. In his precious name, may the Lord our God be with you and your people, that he may incline your hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways, that you will keep justice and will do righteousness at all times, that God shall cause showers to come down in your season. There shall be showers of blessing on your righteous heads. You shall rebuke the wicked and have delight, and a good blessing will come upon you. Blessed are you to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. According to the hope of eternal life, let the Lord bless you and your people with prudence and understanding. May you wait on the Lord. In Christ we pray that you and your entire house will fear the Lord and walk in his ways. In Christ we pray that you and your people will know the joyful sound and walk in the light of God's countenance, that you will seek him with all your heart. Let you walk in your integrity, that your children may be blessed after you. The Lord lives. Blessed be your rock. Let the God of your salvation be exalted. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who is appointed heir of all things, in his name we ask that God grant you and your people to have bountiful eyes and generous souls, that you shall be faithful and sow beside all waters. May you sow in the land and reap in the same year 100-fold. In Christ we pray that you will give as you are able, according to the blessing of the Lord our God, which he has given to you, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give. Let you give the best of all your first fruits of any kind to the Lord. Let you and your house bring all your tithes into the storehouse of the kingdom of God, and lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Let you and your people water so you will also be watered. May the Lord open for you and your house the windows of heaven and pour out for you and your people such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. May the blessing of the Lord make you and your house rich, and may he add no sorrow with it. Wealth and riches will be in your house, and your righteousness shall endure forever. Unto you arise light in the darkness, and let you be gracious, full of compassion and righteous. May you deal graciously in land and guide your affairs with discretion. Surely you will never be shaken. You will be in everlasting remembrance. Bless the Lord. O Lord our God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who covers himself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King, whose name is the Lord of hosts, trust in the name of the Lord, and you and your house will not be afraid of evil tidings, for surely your heart shall be steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Your hearts are established. You shall not return evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you and your people are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Out of your mouths, you and yours shall speak blessing and not cursing. And the Lord bless you and your family in all things. May God give you and your house of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let you and your people rejoice in all to which you put your hands, which the Lord our God has blessed you. When you have eaten and you are full, then you shall bless the Lord our God for the good which he has given to you and your house. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, through his name, you and your family will trample down those who rise up against you. For the Lord shall bless those who bless you and your house, and curse those who curse you. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. May the Lord our God turn every curse into a blessing for you and your house, because the Lord our God loves you. Let the enemy curse, but God bless you and your people. When your enemy arises, let them be ashamed, but let God's servants rejoice. Let your accusers be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own disgrace, as with a mantle. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places. God gives you and your people strength and power. Blessed is your house whose strength is in God Most High, for you go from strength to strength. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze, as your days, so shall your strength be. May the Lord meet you and your house with the blessing of goodness, and look down from his holy habitation from heaven, and bless you in the land he has given you. For the Lord has made you most blessed forever. Blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. The Lord makes you exceedingly glad with his presence, and through the mercy of the Most High you shall not be moved. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, the Lord bless you, you and your children, and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord put his name on you and all your children and bless you. And may you and your house bless the Lord with all your souls and all that is within you. Bless his holy name and forget not all his benefit, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your lives from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for you and your house. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to you and your people, according to all that he has promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever.
As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and all those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him, for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, and all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards you and your house, our thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, believing that you and all your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a vessel of mercy, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. In your name we rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness we are exalted. For you are the glory of our strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and we belong to the Holy One of Israel. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.